name is Harvey Epstein. I'm a state assembly member for the 74th Assembly District. I want to welcome you to the first New York State Students with Disability Advocacy Day. Today is a day about you. Today is a talk to people in the Assembly and the Senate about how important services for students with disabilities are, and that the state needs to step up its responsibility to SUNY, CUNY, and private school to ensure they have access to services so they can be high-achieving students throughout the state of New York. We have a lot of people here, which is really amazing. I want to thank you from all parts of the region. Who's here from New York City? Who's here from Western New York? Anybody from the Hudson Valley? Our friends from Long Island? Utica, folks from Utica. Syracuse! Yeah! Got some friends all the way from Buffalo here! Yeah! All right, thank you all. So, this is about you. This is about how we, as a community, fight together to ensure students with disabilities have access, the ability to come to Albany, hear from your elected officials, push us to make a difference, so people with disabilities get higher paying jobs, opportunity for jobs, and it starts at having a higher education, CUNY, cities, and the private schools. Yeah. And we have a lot of elected officials here with us today, but first I want to introduce the chair on the Assembly Task Force on People with Disabilities, Phil Steck.
Harvey, and I want to thank you all for letting me chat with you a little bit. I represent Albany and Schenectady counties. We met with representatives of CUNY and SUNY regarding support for additional funding for people with disabilities. We are well aware that state funding in this area has been completely stagnant since 1993, and during the same time period, that CUNY's population of students with disabilities has increased by more than 30% from 7,000 to more than 10,000 students. So it is very, very clear, and I face this on all, as chair of the task force, I face this on all issues related to people with disabilities, that the funding levels at this point in time are woefully inadequate. And, you know, we have difficult choices to make during the budget season. But I can assure you that from the standpoint of the task force, we will be there advocating for a minimum increase of $15 million for this project. And, you know, that money is available. And when you, so I, you know, a lot, the if you've ever seen the budget bills, which you haven't, when they stack up for a vote, it's about yay high. So people don't know about every part of the budget. And it's up to you when you go around to educate people that there is money that could be used to fund these needs. So again, thank you for letting me talk with you. I wish you all the best, because the work that you're doing today will support the task force in what we're trying to accomplish, and we will be there together.
We have many champions, both in the Senate and the Assembly, for this day. But I want to turn over to our co-sponsor, Andrew Gonardis, from the State Senator, who is helping co-sponsor this day. Thank you, Andrew.
this is overwhelming. I just want to say, you know, there's been a lot of people going to talk about how important today is. I just want to say thank you. Thank you for coming here and for being, you know, being one collective voice as to how important it is that we are focusing on these issues, talking about these issues, understanding these issues, and making sure that every student in our state is able to have quality access to a world-class education, regardless of who they are, what disability they might have, what impairment they might have, no matter what. Everyone here, everyone in our state should have an equal opportunity for academic excellence. And that's why we're here, that's why you're here, and you are giving voice, you are giving agency to the importance of that. So really, from my perspective, as someone, as a state senator, I need to hear from you. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you and people that aren't here and people back home and people in my district and people in other districts, people in CUNY campuses where I graduated from, people in SUNY campus, people in every single school. We don't hear from you. And so you're going to tell me that message, and I can then go and share that message on the floor of the Senate. That's why it's so important that you're here, for that very exact reason that you just spoke up about. So really, thank you, thank you, thank you. Great job being here. Yeah. Can't wait to see you guys inside the chamber. And this is only the beginning. We have a lot more work to do. You all have a lot more work to do, but today it begins. So thank you for being here.
So, another huge champion who's the chair of the Higher Ed Committee in the State Assembly, I want to bring up Deborah Glick. Yeah.
What a turnout!
Yeah.
What a turnout! Yeah. I applaud you for being here and for fighting consistently with one united voice that students with disabilities deserve the same access to education as everyone else. And we believe that whether you go to CUNY or SUNY, yeah, or any private college in the state of New York, you, like every one of your classmates, wants to be successful.
Yes.
And it is our obligation to see that the accommodations that are guaranteed by law, yes, are afforded to each and every one of you. The Regents, the colleges have united to come forward with a simple request that $15 million be in the state budget to provide support for the accommodations that are necessary for students with disabilities. Is that reasonable? Yeah. Are we gonna get it done?
Yeah.
Are we united?
Yeah.
Then we cannot be defeated. Thank you.
Thank you, Deborah. So I'm going to turn it over to Leonard Blades, who knows this issue more well than most other students.
Thank you, Assemblymember Epstein. Well, obviously, my name is Leonard Blades, and I proudly serve as the chairman for the CUNY Coalition for Students with Disabilities, CCS, the representative organization for more than 11,000 students with disabilities throughout the City University of New York. I also proudly serve as the Vice Chair of Disability Affairs for the University Student Senate, USS. CCSD and USS both support the State Education Department for enhanced funding for services for students with disabilities throughout colleges, throughout universities, throughout higher education. CUNY has not received state funding for basic services for more than 25 years. However, the number of students with disabilities at CUNY has grown by more than 30%. And it's reasons like that, which is why we are so proud to be working with our champions both in the State Assembly and the Senate. We are proud to be working with them because the goal in mind is to achieve greater access and greater opportunities for our students throughout higher education. Thank you.
We're lucky to have someone, Regent Sia, who's going to talk to us about where CUNY and SUNY and the state is at on this really important issue. Well, please come on up. Thank you very much.
Hi, everybody. It's great to be here and to see all of this enthusiasm. I work with Chris Rosa on the Advisory Council for Postsecondary Students with Disabilities, and Tamara Mariotti is the co-chair over there. And you should also know that you have the support of the Board of Regents.
You heard that, right? You have to support the Board of Regents.
Okay. While much has changed for the better since 1990 American with Disabilities Act and the landmark Supreme Court Olmstead ruling of 1999, it is clear that there is so much more to do to assure equity and access for all people with disabilities.
Yes.
Yes. Employment opportunities and career options remain severely limited.
Yes.
High school graduation rates too low.
Yep.
Post-secondary acceptance, persistence, and completion unacceptable.
Yes.
The good news is that significantly higher numbers of students with disabilities are going to college.
Yes.
As with all, a better education means increased independence and earning potential. Accordingly, we need to make sure that we are doing everything possible to assure full access and support. So today, we call on the governor and the legislature to bring greater focus and attention to this issue by investing $15 million in assuring reasonable accommodations for all students with disabilities attending New York's greater higher education institutions.
Show me the money!